Earlier in the show, we had a segment about Jerome's article. Jerome Solomon of the Houston Chronicle wrote that he's gone from number 12,734 on the season ticket waiting list to eligible to buy season tickets right now. He is joining us here on ESPN 97. You can hear him a lot on the afternoon with the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Jerome, what's up?
How's it going, man? I'm excited. I'm number one.
You went from 12,000. Man, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know what you did, but you moved up the ranks quite quickly, too. Now, Jerome, this was a possibility with all of the crap that's going on with that organization, with everything swirling around it, with how bad they're going to be in the near future. I could certainly see where it would, you know, the waiting list would be whittled down, but this is unbelievable, this number.
Yeah, it tells me that they obviously got a lot of people who decided not to renew. And so they had that many tickets available, I guess, and then they started calling people, and a lot of people were like me, like, oh, no, not this year. I'll pass. And so, but yeah, it's a horrible sign for, I mean, just a few years ago, and I kept a couple of those. So I had the email from 3 years ago when I was in the 18,000 or something. They had a waiting list of almost 20,000, you know, 7 or 8 years ago. And for it to be 12 something, and I just got it in, you know, mid-May. So it wasn't like it was, you know, a long time. So go from mid-May, and they called me back 2 weeks later saying, hey, you want to buy? And I'm like, no. I mean, it's not good at all.
No, I was talking about the blackout rule. That's been a year-to-year, suspended on a year. They look at it every year, whether or not they're going to blackout for teams that don't sell out. And that has, since 2015, they've slowed down on that. They haven't done that. And there's all kinds of new rules as far as television goes. So I don't think we have to worry about that. And we've seen teams like the Chargers in LA. They don't sell half their tickets. That stadium, I mean, and they're still on local television. So that's not a worry. But the excitement about this team, the stature of this team, Jerome, where it was and where it is now, you mentioned it. It's all from the top. I think that the reign of Cal has really, really destroyed this organization.
Yeah, it's never been lower. That's the thing. I mean, there have been times toward the end of a season when those 2-14 seasons were, you know, 75% of the stadium was empty by halftime, or, you know, nobody showed. I mean, people came, but it was sold out, but not anywhere near 100%. People just, in fact, I know some friends who, it's crazy, but they go to tailgate and don't even go to the games sometimes when it's bad, but not this far out. I mean, there's just no interest. I mean, I've had times where people offer me tickets and I'm trying to find somebody. I say, hey, I got somebody to give you free tickets, and people wouldn't go, but you can't even, it's going to be impossible to give away Texans tickets this year. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Unless they start off and win a bunch of games early, it's going to be really bad by midseason.
I'll tell you who's benefiting most. Jamie Roots. I mean, I don't want to say he had it easy, but you know,
he had a perfect run.
He did. He was perfect. And now, bye, see ya. And now Greg Grissom's got this where I've never seen a billboard for Texans individual game tickets on sale in June. It just doesn't. It's just, I don't believe it's ever happened.
No. I mean, they would put them on like almost when the season's about to begin, but then only a few at a time where,
right,
you know, if they open it up and say, going on sale at 10 o'clock, and by 10:15, they're all gone. That's not happening. You couldn't put a billboard up because by the time you put a billboard up, all the tickets are sold. So that tells you how desperate they are now. And the thing is, the NFL is a foolproof business. Literally, a fool can run the team and not lose money. So it's not even about that, but it's about the entire that will bleed over into the corporate relationships. I mean, those corporations spend a lot of money because they know there's 70,000 people there and people are paying attention to everything that the Texans do, and it's generally positive. Those corporations are going to, you know, probably have second thoughts about doing business, you know, partnerships with the Texans because they're not the hottest ticket in town anymore.
No, I know. At least, and oh, by the way, the people that spend the big money on those suites, I know three personally that are not re-upping. They're not. And that's
that
money
they need.
That's money.
That's real money. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, absolutely. So will this be the first year that they don't sell out?
I can't see how it won't be. I mean, they're going to try all they can to sell them, and maybe they're going to lower prices or something. But at some point, they're not going to sell enough. And part of the reason they're able to sell out is because they sold so many season tickets. I mean, a year before the first game, they'd already sold like 40,000 season tickets.
Yeah.
Before they played a game. You know, I mean, before a game was even on the schedule. So at one time they sold over 90. They put it at 91% cap. So 91% of the stadium you could sell season tickets to. And they've always been capped out at 91% of the stadium. They're not going to get anywhere near that on season tickets. And, you know, and the Texans aren't good enough for people to go wake up on Sunday morning and say, hey, let's go to the game. Let's walk up and buy a ticket. People are not going to do that. So, yeah, I'd be shocked if they don't have games this season that are not sold out.
Jerome Solomon with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 talking some Texans football. Jerome, where are you confident? What did you think of his draft, of Caserio's draft?
I listened to the draft experts like Lance, and I thought it was not good, but I'm totally against the quarterback thing. That just doesn't make any sense when you're as desperate as they are for players. You can't, buy a lottery ticket. It's like I wrote it at the time of the draft. I mean, you're a household when your gas is about to be cut off and your water bill is late. And you're going to go buy lottery tickets? No, you got to get something that's real. And so I don't see that as being a particularly smart move. So they're not off to a great start in that. I do think they're going to be better than people think they are. But people think they're going to win one game. So I guess it's not hard to be better than people think they are. But I think they can win four or five games.
Yeah.
Because that's you can do that in the NFL. You have to be horrible to win less than four games, you know? So I expect them to be a little bit better, more competitive. They should be more interesting. They'll definitely be more likable because David Culley is a likable guy. So they should start building some positiveness if they keep Jack Easterby out of the picture. And, you know, Cal doesn't like to do too much. So people will dog him and continue to dog him until they get some wins. It's just going to be a rough run.
Well, and to that quarterback situation, we've been saying here, if Davis Mills doesn't play this year and you find out what you got, and so that you know when you're drafting high next year whether or not you need a quarterback, or you can even trade out of that pick and get multiple picks because you believe in Davis Mills, then it's the dumbest pick ever if you don't play that kid this year.
And that's what makes it dumb. Is he ready to play? You know, the only reason you would draft a guy like that is you know you're solid at the position and he'll be ready to play in a few years. Well, they're not solid at the position, clearly, because their best quarterback isn't going to be there. And, I mean, if they see something in him, they better have seen enough in him already. Forget whether he plays or not. They need to have already seen that he can be the future quarterback. And that, I think, is a huge risk anyway, because that it just doesn't seem logical that he'd be that good.
Yeah.
He was that good coming out of high school. He was listed as one of the best, but he's had so many injuries, played so little. He certainly hasn't improved his stock. But, you know, that'll be one of those things. If they pull this off and he plays and becomes a really good player, we'll all look like idiots for having doubted them.
Is there any point where Janis says, okay, Cal, you can't run this team anymore?
I don't see that happening. Like I said, you can't lose money, you know? So unless it just really falls, aren't we at rock bottom now though? I mean, can it get worse? I don't really think it can. So no, and it's a family business. It's a family side business at that. And he's not going to run it into the ground any farther than he has already. So there's no place to go but up. I expect them to start trending upward. And a couple of years from now, it'll be back to normal, and they'll be back to 8-7. Well, 17 games. They'll be 9-8 and 8-9, and place will be sold out, and everybody will have forgotten how bad it was in 2020 and 2021. You know what people really missed out on? You know how ugly it would have been last year if they had been able to sell tickets? So people,
yeah, right.
Texans fans didn't get to boo Bill O'Brien at all. I mean, he just got fired and they didn't even get a chance. The whole season would have just been a mess. And that's what we're going to have kind of this year. But these players, they're like the Astros. These are not the guys who were the trouble from the last year or so. You know, I mean, these are all new guys, new players, new everything. So I think it's going to be positive, more positive than we think now. Right now, it's horrible. I think it's going to be better.
I think they'll win 4 or 5 games too, and you know what? That's the worst thing that could happen. Look at the Jets; they blew it. Yeah. And Zach Wilson. I mean, Trevor Lawrence. I don't know; he's a sure thing, but man, oh man, you don't think Jets fans would have definitely traded in those wins for Trevor Lawrence? Absolutely.
Yeah, tanking is not a good thing unless you're tanking for luck, you know.
Right.
And there ain't Trevor Lawrence was one of those kind of guys. I don't think there is that this year. So,
well,
you know.
Well, you know what? Somebody always steps up. Maybe Keaton Slovis, maybe Malik Willis. We'll see. There's guys out there that can. JT Daniels. There's guys out there that can.
Yeah,
but it ain't no Trevor Lawrence.
Really, yeah, the can't miss isn't there. And I think it's better for your organization to put forth a winning attitude. And, you know, that's the Texans kind of showed by letting Bill O'Brien do everything that he did. That's why people think, oh, they don't even want to win, which is not true. We know it's not true, but their actions will make you believe that on some level. And
the problem is that they were just too dumb to stop it. If Bill O'Brien walks into your office and says, I'm trading DeAndre Hopkins for a second rounder and David Johnson, you say, get the out of here. You leave my office before I'm going to put it into Madden. Oh, that's right. You can't do that. No, Madden won't let you do that. So we're not doing that. That's the problem, is they were too dumb to even stop Bill O'Brien.
When Bill O'Brien came in there and made that pronouncement, Cal McNair said, okay. Sure. Do it, Bill. I mean, and I argue with people about this all the time. That's why I tell people the Texans are a great organization to work for, because you have a boss who will just say okay mm-hmm. to anything you bring to mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. That's a good position to be a general manager at if you're good at it.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien was not good at it. Nick Caserio is supposed to be good at it. I think he will be pretty good at it. We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to have some bumps in the road, but we'll see where he goes and how he gets it done. But he's running the whole organization now. And he hired a coach who will let him run it as well. So
Bo Cully?
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. We call him Bo Cully because he's going to get Bo Portered. As soon as they start winning, he's beat it.
Thanks for your help. Thanks for writing.
Yeah.
What do they do with the horses? You got to break them and throw. He's going to break it while the horse is wild. And then once the horse settles down and becomes a good racehorse, bring in somebody else.
Yeah, we got to put a new jockey on him. Sorry. Beat it. Jerome, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for all you do
anytime
for the station, man. And listen to his show on Sunday mornings here.
Sunday mornings, Houston Sports Show at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Sunday mornings. I listen to it on my way to church.
Thank you, fellas.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's Jerome right here.